Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, segment number two up ahead with Bob Koppel continuing on with us here from Ascension Via Christi. Thanks to Brittany Petty. She had to attend to some other matters here, so we appreciate getting a chance to interview her this morning. Bob has some other things we're going to talk about this morning. We've been hearing about this blood shortage for a while from the Red Cross, and it's pretty dire right now, as I understand.
Yeah, so things have definitely, they've gotten January much more difficult, much tighter supply. So in Kansas, the Red Cross moved to not keeping any blood inventory. On any given day, whatever's being collected is processed and pushed back out to hospitals. So even here in Manhattan, and a couple of instances before we could go ahead and do some surgeries, we actually had to coordinate to make sure we had blood if it was going to be needed, either borrowing from other hospitals or making sure that we were getting in our allocation for the week enough sufficient product. So just really want to encourage people, like we've been, to make sure that every blood donation is full. And I would actually look this morning, Brandon, I think in February, every blood donation in our count, kind of three county area, with the exception actually today, there's a couple openings at the blood drive this today at the, I think it's at City Hall there in Manhattan. Every other drive is full. So certainly appreciate that. It's going to kind of take us a while to get out of the situation we're in. So as we move into March and April, just really encourage people to be going out to that Red Cross website and putting your zip code, and it'll show you all the drives in your kind of immediate region. And if you're eligible to donate blood, because not everybody is, if you're eligible to donate blood, really encourage people to be doing that. We need to fill every drive. And that's, blood is something you don't, no one thinks about until you need it.
Right.
And so that's, and it just really, it's become yet another just kind of problem, if you will, every day to sort out for our lab and the pathologists that are, that support our hospital. And then ultimately the surgeons, as we're trying to sort out who, what cases can you potentially do or not do because we don't have blood. So just really encourage people to be mindful of that and participate.
All right. Yeah, let's get people to roll up their sleeves as much as they can here in the community. That'll certainly be a benefit to our area healthcare workers. You have a new physical medicine and rehab physician in town here?
Yeah. So Dr. Seth Oliphant, I think I might have mentioned this last time. So Dr. Oliphant, he and his family have moved here, and he started his practice in December. So he's a physical medicine and rehab physician. And really, this is a this is just a gap filler. We have not had a PM&R physician in our community for almost a decade. And there's just, again, you've got patients who have musculoskeletal or pain or other issues. And this is just another option to see if we can get folks some relief. And I think it's very complimentary. Dr. Ian Malberg has been our pain physician here with our organization for the last 4 or 5 years. He's anesthesia trained. And so now we have Dr. Oliphant, just kind of a nice mix. And between the two of them, it just really broadens who we can potentially help. We actually see a lot of our patients from the base, from just the actually counties around us. So just encourage people to consider that as an option if they've, especially, you know, have they had perhaps joint surgery, have they had other issues, injury, et cetera. And that might be, you know, hopefully Dr. Oliphant would be able to get them steered in a direction to get them some relief. So certainly glad to have him on board, just a super guy too. And it's great to have somebody with a young family move into our community. There's all kinds of benefits for everybody.
All right, good. Glad to have him here in the community. COVID status here. What's the situation like right now?
I feel like we can never talk on the radio, Brandon, if we don't talk about COVID at least a few minutes. So we've really seen some ups and downs over the last 2 weeks. We actually had gotten as low as 4 patients, positive patients in the hospital, which I think everybody's like, ooh, we're finally there. And then within like 48 or 72 hours, we're back at 11 positive patients. Today, we start the day with 6. All 6 of those are on the medical unit. And so that's it's a good change to see that. Obviously, we're hoping that that number also goes down, but we start the morning with no COVID patients in the ICU. We actually have a patient in the ICU who's ventilated, But they've been with us so long that they're no longer considered COVID positive. We use the term they've timed out. So certainly not good for some of these individuals that they're needing to stay in a hospital that long. But we are seeing encouraging trends. I think the health department has, you know, we're just kind of seeing the positivity percentage continue to decline. I would tell you, though, what we are still actually seeing a lot of positives. Even in our own emergency room in the last 4 to 5 days, we've seen anywhere from, you know, 3 or 4 to 8 positive patients coming into the ED. We are starting to see a lot more incidental cases. So these are people who are coming in and maybe they have a cardiac issue or pulmonary issue. And it's like, you know what, we probably should check them. And sure enough, they flip positive on the test. So just again, you know, encourage people, be mindful of who you're around, or you, and, you know, the mitigation steps still work. So masking, hand hygiene, social distancing, certainly getting vaccinated. That is probably the biggest, that's the best way you can keep yourself out of the hospital. There's all kinds of data now coming out, and people who are not vaccinated, I mean, they're multiple times more likely to end up in the hospital on, you know. So just again, encourage people, get vaccinated and just take care of yourself. And there's also a bunch of other bugs going on in the community now for the last several weeks that the symptoms are all the same. And so if you don't feel well, or you need to get swabbed for COVID, but you very easily could have the flu, you know, strep. We've got RSV in the community. We've got all these just kind of respiratory bugs. We've had people out of work that aren't COVID positive. They're just sick. And that's kind of more than normal, if you will. And so, again, so it's about taking care of yourself. Certainly encourage people to do that.
That's been my wife this week, out 2 days from work. She's been dealing with a cold or something. She got COVID tested. It was negative. So yeah. Luckily, I've been fine. Thank goodness. Knock on wood. hope that continues. We have some other information here. A meeting coming up on February 24th.
Yeah, so on the 24th, we actually have a kind of an education session around Nexus Flint Hills. And what this is a provider network product that we're part of. Just doing this to educate, you know, brokers, people who are responsible for health insurance for their employees, for the businesses. You know, it's a way to how can we kind of increase the value of our healthcare dollars? How can we incentivize people to keep their care local? And as part of this network, a number of the rural hospitals around us are part of this, hospitals in Pekin, Kansas City, and really trying to drive better health, try to coordinate care better. But also, you know, if you're an employer, health insurance is a big expense you have to worry about. And we are hearing about companies that are getting, you know, their new health insurance quotes, 15, 20, 30, even up to 40% increases in the premiums. And so I think anything we can do to help manage those costs are good. Certainly want to help businesses in that respect too, because we're part of this economy locally too. But so anyway, we're doing an education session around that. Certainly encourage people, you know, to be thinking about that. The insurance brokers in town, I think, all have knowledge about the session. So it's over lunch, actually, on the 24th. But if people have questions, I mean, they can just reach out to me. Even I can shoot them the flyer and help get them connected with Providers Care, because that's who's the network that's actually coordinating all this. But we're going to be one of the providers. We're certainly interested in supporting this. We got a number of the primary care physicians in town that are part of the network, and all the specialists in town are part of the network. So just really want to encourage people to do this. And if it's a way to help a business, I think we're struggling economically because of the pandemic impact. And I think every business is. So we'd certainly want to encourage people to take part in that.
All right. February 24th, mark your calendars for that. We're running short on time here, Bob. Anything else before we wrap up?
No, just actually, you know, just thanks actually for giving us the opportunity once or so a month to come on and talk to people. And I really appreciate folks like Brittany, a number of our staff who get voluntold to be part of the K-Man process, because I think it's just great to get a little variety and talk about stuff that's other than COVID. I think that's always positive for at least me. And just really to share, though, some of the story, and so people know what great things are happening in our community with healthcare.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate the updates as well. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again in a few weeks.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Stay tuned. More in Focus up next. Karen Hibbert will join us from CVB.